Hello, everyone. I'm going to do a surprise live this morning, doing it from the outside. And it is, we're going to pray that it doesn't start raining on the queen. I want to talk about urges. And I got this information. I'm going to give my spin on it and using some of our tools. But if you want to listen to what I would call one of the best explanations of urges ever, go to the Take a Break podcast with Rachel Hart, H-A-R-T. It's episode number 174, and I think it's got urge in the title, so you can't miss it. So the Take a Break podcast, if somebody who just came in, we'll go ahead and type that into the comments, that will be helpful. And in about 5 minutes in, if somebody will type that back in again, that would be super helpful. So one of the things that she talks about when it comes to urges is she has a technique called stop, drop, and breathe. And I want to talk about it because I think that with us doing a lot of work right now on how to sit with urges, how to like what I'm really teaching all of you guys to do basically here inside the No BS program is I want you to start saying no to the overeating. And when one of the things that happens is everybody is going to experience urges to overeat. You're here because you have urges, and before you join, this isn't a diet. This is I was thinking about this. The difference between what we do and what diets do is diets just say eat this, you'll lose weight. But they don't really address changing your behavior, changing how you think, and resetting the relationship with food and stuff. You basically just get a food plan and you're supposed to follow it, but they don't really teach you the skills to stick with it, what to do with your emotions and all the things. Because if you think about even Weight Watchers or keto or whatever, they tell you what to do and it blows up because, you know, you're going to have the normal human experience where you're going to want the way that you've done it. So if you're going through our Breaking Self-Sabotage course right now, you know your brain operates one way. And the way that you have been eating, that's the way your brain will want to keep eating. Not because you're broken and not because something's wrong with you or anything. It's just because that's how we've always done it. So, good morning, Jane. I just left you Marco Polo. Jane's typing in the comments and I was just talking to her about urges. So anyway, I want you all to remember that your brain is just this is just how it operates. So there's nothing going wrong when you join the group and here we are, we're going to only eat when we're hungry and we're going to stop when we're satisfied and stuff. Of course, your brain is going to be bullshit. What are we even doing? It wants to stay doing, it wants to pop food in its mouth when you're cooking. It wants to have a glass of wine while you're cooking dinner. It wants to at 8 o'clock. It wants to have its regular snack. That's the normal part. And the problem that most of us run into when you first get started is you think something's going wrong because you're not excited and motivated to tell yourself no. And I'm no, that's all of that's normal. We're not supposed to be excited, but we're also not supposed to throw a temper tantrum. So there's a huge difference. All right. So here's what I want you guys to think about. One of the things that Rachel said in her podcast, and thank you, Jane, she's typing the stuff in for us, is, you know, urges aren't a problem until you say no. We've all had urges. We have urges all the time. And the only time that they become a problem is in the moment where we're going to not eat. And then all of a sudden it's all right, now we have a problem. Seriously? Because most of us, we just have an urge. We say yes. And then we eat and we get a reward for it. It's okay. So then your brain is oh, all right. So every time I send up the desire to have cake, to eat whatever, she says yes. And then we get a reward of the food and stuff. I don't want you guys getting too hosed up on that. I just want you to realize that that's what's happened. So one of the best ways to break urges is one, to know how to sit through one, but also because the initial urges that you're having have always had a reward. So when you have said yes, it's gotten a reward. When you say no, one of the fastest ways to expedite the process to get to where urges become eventually easier to sit through and experience and stuff is you have to have a reward on the back end. Now, Rachel didn't talk about that in her podcast, so that's one of the things I want to nuance and add in here. So let's first talk about urges and start to finish, what I want you guys doing, and we'll use some of the tools that we use in PNP. So the first thing is you're going to have an urge to overeat. We all have urges to overeat. All right. And this is one of the things, like Cynthia, you just said something that we're going to work on. I had to really fight the urge to have Ben and Jerry's. We don't fight anymore. That's like, guys, this is what I want to teach you, because if you're fighting urges, then you're wearing yourself out and you'll not always be able to fight them. But if you can learn to experience them and them not be such a big deal and stuff, then urges will, like, you can have them like I have them now. Like, Aaron, I mean, I will say, like, I give in to urges sometimes. I'm not perfect, and we've talked about this. But the majority of my urges, I would say 90% of them, I don't give in to them. I do just experience them. I just notice them. And I move along with my evening, or I move along with my day. And that's because I'm not fighting with them. I like just notice them. So I want to talk about how you do that. So the first thing we have to notice, though, is that we're going to have urges. Like, everybody take a big deep breath in. We all going to have urges. Like, that's all we got to do. Like, we can't be sitting there going, oh my God, they're such a problem. Or, you know, oh my God, I'm never going to lose weight if I keep having urges. That's not true. That's just being an asshole to yourself. It's like, we're all going to have urges. I much rather you tell yourself, rather than like, I can't have them or they're a problem and stuff, to say, I can learn how to do this. And you say it over and over and over again. So if you are taking the Breaking Self-Sabotage course, it's like, we're having urges. The first thing is to notice that you say things like, oh my God, they're a problem. You don't judge yourself for thinking that, but you use that as a trigger to tell yourself, but I'm learning how to figure this out. You have to get into the space of, I'm learning how to figure this out. The action for that is going to be reminding yourself over and over again that you're learning how to figure them out. You're going to need to experience urges. You're going to need to not run from experiencing urges in order to figure them out. All right. So then what happens next is we have an urge. And one of the things that Rachel talked about in her podcast is that the urge doesn't become like a problem to us until we're going to say no. And then that's when resistance comes in. So I want you all to think, it's very natural for when you're going to tell yourself no, that you're going to, like, resistance is going to be felt. Like, your brain's going to be like, screw it, what? Wait a minute, we're not going to do this. We're going to do something very different than we're used to doing. It is no different than, I want you to think about, if your kids come in and they're wanting to watch a movie and it's not TV time and you tell them no, what happens? Resistance comes up. They don't just go like, thank you for helping me not scratch the itch of my urge. And then they just happily go off. There's like, but why? Like, their mind wants to question because they thought they were going to get to do something. So you're going to do the same thing. So that's when resistance actually comes in. And that's when we either make or break ourselves, is in the moment we say no, what happens next? We have to reteach and practice and learn how to make what happens next different than the way we've been doing it. Here's what most people do. I have an urge. I tell myself no. I immediately go to war with myself. So we start using willpower. We start using punitive conversations. We go to battle. Just like Cynthia said, I go to battle. I start telling myself, no, we're not having that. Not tonight. Not today, Satan. Like, we do all these things. Now, I don't mind if some of that comes in, if it works for you. But what I want you to understand is that for a lot of you, it can be something you tell yourself at first, but you gotta have more conversation than that. You have to be willing to, in the moment that you tell yourself no, and you're like, we're making a decision, today's not the day we're having it, you have to move into the rest of the conversation. So when you stop, you have to remind yourself of, like, this is not a big deal. I'm going to be patient. I might keep thinking about it. It's okay. Like, you need to have a conversation prepared ahead of time. Like, please, for fuck's sake, do not wait to prepare your conversation in the moment you want to eat Ben and Jerry's. That is the worst time to try to figure out how you're going to practice patience and calm and understanding with yourself. That needs to be done on a piece of fucking paper, like at 8 o'clock in the morning, on a Sunday. Here's the kinds of conversations I want to have with my urges. If you are sitting here listening to this and you are somebody who has repeatedly had problems with urges, then you should probably have this conversation every day on paper for a month. Like, these are the kinds of urges I'm likely to have today. Here are the conversations that I'm going to have with myself, and I'm going to write all this down. The more you do that on paper, the more you consciously do that, guess what happens? In the moment, your brain has had a dry run. It has had dress rehearsal. You're not like, most of you, what you do is like, well, I heard you say this on a live, Corinne, and when I had my urge, I just went to the shitter. Something's wrong with me. I should just quit. No. You know what you need to be doing? Actually working. Like, just listening to me and being like, preach, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. That's not working. That's listening to me and nodding your head. Go get the paper. If you really want to sit there and conquer your urges, you will sit and you will write every single day, like, here's the urges I'm likely to have today. Here's the conversation that I'm going to have with myself. So when my brain, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to stop and I'm going to recognize what I'm already saying. So if I'm saying no, or I'm arguing with it and having a willpower discussion, then I'm also going to tell myself the other side. And the other side is, this is not what we're going to do, and we're not doing it because of this. And it's not because, like, we'll gain weight. Like, give yourself a fucking good reason, because I'm learning how to do this. I want to be comfortable around food. I want to get to the point to where I can want ice cream and stuff and be like, of course I would want ice cream, but not today. I'll have it on this day. Like, do you notice the difference between the conversations? So for a lot of you, what you need to do is you need to not only write down the conversation you want to have, but you need to write down the conversations you typically have and really look at it and ask yourself, does that sound like a conversation that I'm going to look forward to having every time I have an urge? Or does that sound like a conversation that just makes it harder and harder to sit with it? Do I want to spend time talking to myself like this? Like, I really want you guys to think about it. You are more likely to follow through on things when you're talking to yourself like a good friend, like a trusted advisor. Like, if you and I were going to sit around and I was going to help you process it, if you were going to coach yourself. But most of you try to do is you try to sit around and talk to yourself like your mom would on a bad day. like you all are trying to sit through your urges and have the conversation your mother would have after a long day at work, and she sat in traffic and she walked in the door and you're like, hey, I need $500 for a pair of sneakers. And you wonder why. You're like, I don't know why every time I have an urge, I just automatically eat. Most of you, I will also tell you this, and I've talked to Jane about this before. The quality of that conversation that you teach yourself to have over time, you will be more likely to notice an urge and sit through an urge if your brain knows it's not going to get a beat down. So like Cynthia, when you're like, I'm going to battle and I'm not having the Ben and Jerry's, I want you guys to think about this. If your brain knows that every time it has an urge, that the best it's going to get is you with a stick beating you over the head not to do it, and it's going to be a painful process because of how you talk to yourself, guess what your brain does? Finds sneakier ways to get you to eat without you noticing. Because it's just trying to bypass some asswipe conversation you are going to have. The brain knows pain. And if you give it to yourself all the time with your thinking and you're not working on reconditioning it, guys, you got to change it. You have to start actively doing it. So we're going to stop when we have an urge, and we are going to tell ourselves no, and we're going to distinguish the conversation that we're going to have. We're going to like decide, like, this is the kind of conversation that I want to have. Like, and we're going to do it on paper, and we're going to do it ahead of time, and we're going to do it every single day if we're really serious about conquering our urges. Step two is what she calls drop. And this is the one that I need all of you to really start practicing, because I don't think enough of us do it. when we really figure out what urges are, which an urge is a feeling, when you really start getting to where you can feel feelings in your body without fucking flipping out, you get so much authority over life. But what most of us do is we have all of our thinking around what feelings are, and then we have our feelings in our body, and we make them out to be so dramatically bad that we think we can't handle them. Then we have like a big story around we can't handle them. You for sure can handle feelings. And here's how I know. Whatever age you're at, you've handled a lot of feelings. There have been times that you've wanted to eat. There have been times you've wanted to slap someone. There have been times you've wanted to do lots of things, and you've had a feeling and you have said no to it. And you have said no, and you have allowed yourself to feel it. All I want you to do is, once you stop and you just make the decision you're not going to eat, and you give yourself like, and this is the conversation I'm going to have, I want you to drop into your body, and I want you to literally figure out how you physically feel. I just want you to focus on how you're physically feeling in your body. What is your heart rate like? What is your breathing like? What are your muscles like? Are you tense? Are you relaxed? I want you to start noticing what it is you feel when you're having the urge. We're not even going to try to figure out why you're having an urge. We're not even going to try to go back. Like, that's work you can do on your own at some point. But right now, we're just really focused on, when I get them, this is what I do. So we stop. We tell ourselves no. We explain to ourselves, like, we're doing this because. Give yourself a reason or two that takes the temperature down. And then you sit and you think, like, all right, before I move to step three, all I want to do is I want to make a note of my breathing, my heart, my throat, my muscles, whatever you need. We do have some worksheets over in the tribe on stuff like this. So if you go over to the bonus worksheets and stuff, somewhere, like, I think in phase two, actually in phase two of No BS, there's a feelings worksheet. One of the coaches will come back to this, and we will plug in all these resources. I'll make sure it gets into the show notes. Then the last thing, she calls it breathe, and I want to add one extra tool that we use in PNP, which is 90 seconds. I want you to, once you notice the feelings you have in your body, I just want you to breathe, and I want you to count down from 90. That's all I want you to do. This serves a purpose. When you breathe, it lets the chemicals in your body that the initial urge shot out into your system, time to expire and burn out. Mel Robbins teaches this. One of the things that a lot of us, I think it's Mel Robbins. It may be somebody else, but we're going to say it's Mel Robbins. So what happens is, every feeling you ever have, whether it's fear, deprivation, an urge, whatever's going on for you, your brain has like an emotional imprint, and it has a chemical cocktail that it blends up. It's just like a bartender. The way I like to describe it is, your brain is the bartender, right? Your thoughts go to the bartender and say, like, hey, I want this drink. And that's like ordering up a feeling. And then the bartender goes back there and it does its thing, and then it sends it out, right? So your body is getting some kind of a cocktail every time you have a feeling. Well, it takes about 90 seconds for the chemical cocktail to expire itself from the initial order. So when your first round of thoughts come up, when you notice them and then you tamp them down with, like, and we're going to think this, then you notice this is how I'm feeling. You're feeling the chemical cocktail that got released by that imprint from the thought. The 90-second countdown and breathing technique allows all of that to, like, release. Then decide. This is where I differ from a lot of people. I think that once you do that, what's happened is you've allowed your conscious brain now to come back to the party. It is sitting there, and it's ready to make a decision. This is where it's to the true, am I going to eat decision time. A lot of times when you go through that process enough times, your conscious brain is there waiting for you with your dreams, hopes, desires, and goals in mind. most of us, what's happening is we have our urges and we're going through the usual process and we're just rewarding. Like, I have an urge, I go eat, I get a reward of food. Now what I want you to do is I just want you to draw it out. That process takes about 2 minutes. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to listen, to figure out what's going on in your body, and then the 90-second countdown. So we're talking about 2 minutes with an urge. And I need you to just agree with me that, all right, if I'm going to want to eat all the donuts, I could at least give myself 2 minutes to do this. At that point, we're going to make a decision. What I want you to do is when you are trying to make the decision, I want you to reward yourself in that moment for stopping to do the process. I want you to give yourself the dopamine hit of like, I did the process. I'm learning how to do this. I want you to tell yourself some stuff about how you're making some progress. You've got to trip the reward system. If all you do, because this is what I don't want anyone to do the process, decide to eat, get the reward from the food, and then beat yourself up on the back end. That will bastardize the process. And what I want you to do is do the process, be very proud of yourself for doing it, and then either start it over again because you still want to eat or do whatever. But like, it is really, really important that we start rewarding ourselves for the things that we're trying and doing, and making the like doing of these processes over and over again rewarding in and of themselves. A lot of you, you want the only way for it to have worked or for it to be good is if your binging or your overeating stops. Like, well, that's the only signal things are working. Guys, you got to start thinking bigger. You have to start thinking bigger. Like that, like, yeah, sure, way down the road. But between now and then, we have to learn how to reward ourselves all along the way. And we have to find the success markers all along the way. And for a lot of you, when it comes to urges, the success marker is getting to where the process of stop, drop, breathe, and count down 90 seconds, that if you get consistent with doing it, eventually you'll get to where you can, like, you'll either immediately have more authority and control and be able to say no, or it may take you a while before you have authority and control over to say no. But you need consistent little milestones in order to find your self-improvement, in order to start rewarding yourself. What I watch most of you do is say like, okay, the only thing that success is I lose all my weight and I never overeat again and my binges have stopped. Anything up to that point's failure. And then you wonder why it's really hard to keep going. You have to learn how to find all of that success along the way. That is exactly how I lost weight. It is exactly how I do my life. It is exactly how I raise my child. It is like exactly how I do my marriage. It is all about like, where are all the little markers? I'm all about success markers. Can an urge jar be helpful with this process? Does it work better if you use the jar in that moment? I think it does work better. So here's what I would do. If I was using the urge jar as part of this process, then at the moment that you do the 90-second countdown and you breathe, if you are like, okay, I did the process, I get a bead. I would definitely use that if you want to. A lot of you love that stuff. I do think there's something good about giving yourself a reward, but I will tell you, you need to make sure you mentally give yourself the reward. Your brain really attaches to the things that you say. And for a lot of you, you are just not used to rewarding yourself mentally. And that's where the real key comes. Like, you have to get used to rewarding yourself mentally, giving yourself kudos. And a lot of you just have a hard time with that. And that is why you struggle so hard with weight loss. You're not used to being nice to yourself, or you're not used to, like, you're just so used to, it's got to be perfect before I'm allowed to like think I'm doing a good job. And I'm like, what if we're just allowed to think we're doing a good job all the way along because we're learning? Your brain loves a lush internal environment. It just does. that's why, like, for me, like, I have a pretty lush internal environment because I've taught myself how to have one. And that's why on the days when it's not like that, I'm just like, oh my God, I got a journal. I got to figure this out, because I used to be very used to everything being so poo-poo that a good day was just like a shock. Like, it would just be, you know, it was crazy, because, like, back in the, I've always had like a downer brain. Like, I think I was just born with thinking like, you know, whatever. And so I had to teach myself how to think positive, think about the future, believe in myself. Like, I had, like, that was a long process of teaching myself how to do that by changing my thinking and getting aware of what I wasn't, to where now I have the opposite effect. I know the days when I'm not having a good day, they stick out like a sore thumb. Whereas it used to be, a good day stuck out like a sore thumb. Okay, I think that's it. All right, I'm going to keep this one short, just so that we can just have this as a really good lesson for all of you guys. I hope you enjoyed this urge talk. So it's stop, drop, and breathe for 90 seconds. So we're going to stop and listen to our conversation and redirect it to what we want. We're going to drop into our body. I just want you noting what's going on inside of you so that you can, like, really identify. And then I just want you to breathe and count down from 90 seconds. That is an urge cycle. And then you get to decide, like, what am I going to do next? But only after I rewarded myself for doing this. So add the reward to the end so that your brain starts learning that saying no and doing the process is also just as rewarding as eating the food. Okay? All right. You guys have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.